It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3, Fallout Boy, and Centuries. It is time for Amy Aldendurfer from the Hardin County Extension Office to talk about bugs, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a buggy morning.
It is kind of buggy.
So I, as a kid, would consider anything that was either an arachnid or an insect to just, in general, be a bug.
Sure.
Would you agree with all of your expertation and
expertation? What?
I'm done. This has been a weird morning. I can't even talk. With all your expertation and education, would you say that that's, you know, commonly
yes.
what people would say?
Yeah. A bug is just something that's out there, creepy, crawly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm a bug. I have ants at my house.
Yep. I do too.
Yeah.
Or I did.
Well, I put out some store-bought poison, and they carry it back to the nest, and the queen is now.
Yeah, I keep
Long
those.
Live the queen.
I keep those near the areas that they come in our house, so they're just always there.
Yeah.
How often are you supposed to replace those?
When they dry out.
How do you know?
Like, when you pick them up,
they're liquid
and
based,
them.
And they don't move. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a liquid bait.
Well, usually,
or is it like
usually it's 90 days.
It's the one.
It's usually 3 months, yeah.
Okay, because
Andro,
it's one that they crawl
taro.
Into it.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's
yeah.
like a little house.
Yeah.
They walk through.
Childproof.
Yes.
Proof, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because liquid base, I was thinking, I'm going to have to get a flashlight and look in there.
No,
no, it's no. clear.
It's a different one. Yeah, okay. Clear ones are, you can see the liquid in them. But
I
yeah.
think it's taro brand is mm-hmm. the one I have. Not okay. an endorsement, just what I found.
So what kind of ants are these?
Usually they're sugar ants. Or what are they called? Odorous ants. Because
okay.
sometimes they'll smell. But they're teeny tiny. Yeah.
I mean, they're little.
They're little.
Now, are there certain ants that you can use flour to block them from coming in?
No.
I have
flour.
Well, I've read this on the internet. I tried it one year. Because you know.
Because you know everything on the internet.
Everything on the internet. And so we had these ants one year. This was several years ago. And they were coming in our laundry room. And so I found where they were. I don't know exactly where they were coming in. But I found where they were getting into the house.
Sure.
And so I just covered it with flour. The baseboard was. And it stopped them. Because that's what I read. I don't know. You know, I don't know where
I would think
went
that they would
there.
Eat that.
Okay.
Who knows? Well, because they eat seeds and things of that sort. So,
it was like, you know, hey, thanks for feeding us.
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
right.
They
didn't have
disappears.
To come in any farther because there's the food source.
Actually,
so maybe
what
that's what I did. I just made it easy for them.
They opened a bakery. And they're doing quite well for themselves now.
That's right.
So we talked a couple weeks ago about the hammerhead worms
yes.
in Kentucky.
You know, so, I found one of those.
You did.
We talked about them. You said, don't worry about them. They're not here. But literally, like, the next day, a bulletin came out that they were spotted in, like, 4 counties.
Correct.
Now, where were those counties?
Mason County, Jefferson County, Lexington, and McCreary County.
So
it was very odd.
Most of those not near here.
Not near here, no.
I found one on my driveway after a heavy rainstorm. Was walking my dog. I saw it laying there, as you often see worms on concrete
yeah,
after
sure.
a heavy rain. And I'm like, oh, great. I got one of these poisonous hammerhead worms. And I went over and I looked at it. And I'm like, I don't know that that's a worm. And I poked it with my foot. And then I got risky and I picked it up. And it was a piece of hay, like a piece of straw. And the end of it was split.
It was kind of split, yeah.
And it looked like a hammerhead, and it was a piece of grass, basically. So
it wasn't one of those hammerhead
worms. No, it wasn't
worms.
Even a worm
Thank
of
goodness.
Any kind. Yeah. So I did not find a hammerhead worm.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. But if you do, contact your local extension office, and we will need to report that.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it.
Take a picture. Yes, we need proof.
All right.
We don't need the worm, just proof.
Okay, so you, did you already have, and we missed it, or is it coming up very soon, the, hey, Amy's going to teach you how to pot a plant class?
We already have had that.
Oh, we missed it.
You missed it.
We didn't sign up for it like we were
we
supposed to.
We wanted
like
to do that.
3 weeks ago, yeah.
Oh.
Well, we
wow.
really missed that. All right, but I do want to bring up, there's always great ways to get involved in the community to learn something. The Extension Office is a great resource.
Absolutely, yeah. Now that we're gearing back up again.
Yeah. And you get that gorgeous building and plenty mm-hmm. of parking. All right. So if people want to get involved with the Extension Office, if they want to find out things, they want to contact an agent, if they need some help with something, how do they do that?
Our website is hardin.ca.uky.edu. Or you can Google Hardin County Extension. It should come up. But make sure you're Hardin County, Kentucky, and not any other state.
Yeah, because there are Hardin counties in other states. Yes. Yeah.
There's also another Elizabethtown that I did not realize.
There's also another Hardin County Library in different states.
Oops.
I found that one wrongfully. All right, Amy Aldenerfer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We are Quixie 98.3.